We are live and in living color, brother.
Broadcast is live. What up, Hoss? How you doing tonight, sir?
I am feeling good. It's been a long time coming to get back on here, I tell you.
Darn right, man. So if at any reason, so here's the deal, Hoss. These headphones are extremely funky, okay? So if any reason that this goes out or you can't hear me, give me one of them. Like, give me one of, point at your ears. Because at any moment, these go out because they're weird and I need some new ones. And hey, Christmas is right around the corner, so it might be helpful to get some new ones. You know what I mean?
Never know what Santa Claus has in store.
Damn straight. So before we get into it, man, like I said, let me explain to you guys. Everybody, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome, welcome, welcome. Sorry that we didn't have any dynamic intro music. Sorry we didn't have any slides or whatever, but we are live. Welcome to the FWWC tonight. Survivor Series Go Home Edition, and in great fashion, folks, and how we do it. It has been a long-ass week. What I hate, if we had a shoot and shout for this show, I'm going to start off with that. What I hate is the fact that you work on a Monday, a Tuesday, and a Wednesday of Thanksgiving week. Which, by the way, Hoss, how was your Thanksgiving, sir?
Hey, I had a pretty good Thanksgiving. You know, I enjoyed myself and ate plenty of food and watched a little football, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
So it was pretty good.
Turned out pretty good. Good, man. Kind of low-key. Not a lot happened. Had the family over, kids, wife, mother-in-law. You know how that goes. God bless the mother-in-laws. Pops came over. It was a good time, man. It was a really chill time. But extremely busy. So, again, on my shoot and shout, what I hate is going through Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, getting all prepared, getting everything ready, having a break on Thursday, and then God bless us, those who had to work on Friday. This was the most absolute hardest day to get up because I was exhausted. I was tired. I helped my wife cook yesterday, so the whole entire Mills family was in the kitchen yesterday. We was rocking. We was rolling. But I tell you right now, Hoss, I was in bed at 9 o'clock p.m. Central Time because my butt was tired. I was tired. I was exhausted. A lot going on. But we are not here to talk about that, Hoss. It is tomorrow, FWWC Survivor Series, the final pay-per-view of 2022, to my understanding. And we're going to talk about it all tonight, Hoss. You're involved in some matches. We got some guys backstage that's involved in some matches. I finally caught my breath. I'm getting hyped. I am drinking my Lipton sweet tea here, peach flavor, because I had enough alcohol yesterday. We ain't going to talk about that, but
I was going to say, it ain't a Long Island iced tea, is it?
No, sir. No, sir. This is virgin. No, I didn't. No more. I gotta at least wait 24 hours, dog. It was all bad. So, if you're watching this on the replay, or if you're watching this live, make sure you tune in. Click into the backstage link. That way you can get on here and get rolling. And, Hoss, we're just going to talk about it, man. You had mentioned that you had somebody on the line waiting right now. But before we get to them, I know they want to come on. I want to talk about you real quick, sir. First of all, amazing promo that was posted yesterday. Thank you for that. It was awesome. It was hella dope. But, Hoss, let's talk about you. One of the many matches that's going to be happening at FWWC Survivor Series, one of the many title matches. Now, you have Hardcore Hoss in your name, but it's been a while since you competed for the Hardcore Championship. It will be none other than NFG's own Remy Mother Effin' Ricks defending his hardcore title against yourself, Hardcore Hoss, Karma, and the former and number one candidate for FWWC Rookie of the Year, Ace. Hoss, what are your thoughts going into this match before we get the champ on? Because it's been a while since you've done some title competition since SummerSlam for the heavyweight title. Again, amazing program. But what are your thoughts, man? It seems like this match just gelled together for you.
Well, you know, first you got to back the train up a little bit. Because
let's keep backing the train up. I know I'm jumping ahead. I know I'm jumping ahead, man.
Forget a little something there.
I know I'm forgetting, man. It's been a long day. Help me out.
We could not do this without these guys.
Damn straight. Talking to our sponsors, Royal Mills Transportation, that's your guy. I may not have time right now to transport you, but I'm here available for you. Rathbun Engraving, the WrestleTalk Podcast mug, just $20. Nobleman's Barber Lounge, Kansas City, Missouri, King KRK, they kick it out there all the doggone time. When you're in Kansas City, please visit King KRK, located at Oak Park Mall. I-70 Sports Media, Little Popeyes Designs, WrestleTalk Pack Tumblr, and of course, that can be heard every single Tuesday at 7 p.m. Matter of fact, this past Tuesday was off the chain, man. I didn't get an opportunity to stick around for the tournament, but I heard it was amazing. I heard that Gilbert showed up on the show. It was great. It was dope. We kicked it every single Tuesday. The WrestleTalk podcast kicks it every single Tuesday. Please make sure you tune into that bad boy and get it rolling and get it popping. My apologies, Hoss. Now we can get back on track, baby. So, again, you have yourself involved in this Fatal 4-Way Hardcore Hell. All hardcore title matches are hardcore hell matches. You've been around for quite some time, sir. What is your mind frame going to this match now that we know this is a Fatal 4-Way?
Well, you know, when it comes to this Fatal 4-Way match, you know, I look at this and you got a man in there who... You know, I've been kind of trying to help him out, watch his back a little bit, because, you know, it seems like his tag team partner hasn't done a much. So I thought I might give a little southern hospitality to him and give him a helping hand. And he seems to appreciate that. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to stepping in the ring, though, with him. And, you know, I've said time and time again, karma can just stay the hell out of my way and we'll be all right. And, but like I said in my promo, Remy Ricks, I got a score to settle with him after the last time I stepped in the ring with him. And I aim to settle that score.
Darn straight, darn straight. And like I said, there's a lot of incredible matches coming up at FWWC Survivor Series, but this one right here, in my humblest opinion, takes the cake because we've seen the Hardcore Champion. Ever since Remy became the Hardcore Champion, that title has been put on a pedestal, if you will. It's been uplifted, if you will. We see the title. We can hear the title. We can even smell the title. You know what I mean? Hardcore, wait a minute. Listen, Hardcore Hell in a... Remy, bring him on. Bring him on. Bring Remy on, because now I got a bone to pick with. When did I get this card together, Remy? How long have you seen it? And if I made a mistake, you know you could have corrected me. You wait till the day before to let me know it's Hardcore Hell cell.
Look. You didn't book the match wrong. The fat blob next to you is talking about it wrong.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. Let my hands is off. The Hardcore Champion's in the building. Y'all do y'all thing.
Well, you know, I never said exactly what match it was. I was asked about the fact that there were four people in the match, and that's what I was addressing. So I just answered what was asked of me. I know it's a Hardcore Hell match. I know that means there's going to be weapons hanging all over the cell, and I'm looking forward to busting them upside
you. But look. Here's what you guys have yet to learn when it comes to this match. This ain't finna be that goofy ass chain link Hell in the Cell bullshit like you see. See, I've had this specially designed. We're going to use the old style of cage from the early 90s. Ooh. To where you ain't cutting out of that motherfucker. You ain't getting out and going on top. Literally, your biggest hole is going to be this fucking big, and the roof on the top is going to be the same. There is no cutting out the little goofy fancy. No, this is Hardcore Hell. You are stuck from the time that bell rings until the time that goddamn match is over.
Well, and that's good. That way I know you ain't got no place to run.
When have I ever ran? Ever. Let alone, when have I ever had to go get somebody to help me or watch somebody's back? No, that's all you guys out there. Can't none of y'all do this by yourself.
Yeah, I do have one question for you, Remy. Have you finished that new album you've been working on?
Almost.
Well, I sure hope you get it done before that match, because otherwise it's going to be a while once you're damn jaw is wired shut by the time I'm done with you.
Listen, dog. Listen, damn. You have to be able. You have to be able to make it to the ring first, and I'm concerned after all that food you ate last night if Susie ain't going to have to wheelbarrow your fat ass out to the ring and just lay you out there. And when it comes to karma, I'm kind of fucking disappointed. You ain't said a damn thing about the match. You ain't promoted a damn thing about the match.
Did you not watch yesterday? My promo's right there on the thread.
I said karma, you fat goofy bastard. I said karma, you fat goofy bastard. Your name's not karma. You both may have tits, but you ain't karma.
Like I said, I don't pay no damn attention to her. She just needs to stay the hell out my way anyway, so.
The only reason you're even in this match is because I was being nice, if we're being honest. This match was going to be one-on-one, but I told the CEO and the booker, I said, let's kick this motherfucker up a notch. It's Survivor Series. Let's survive this goddamn pay-per-view. That's the only reason you're even here.
No matter what it is, I'm here, and I'm going to kick your ass. That's all that matters.
Well, let's see it, because you sure been slacking here lately, dog. You need this W more than anybody else in this match. And hey, that's not being a dick. That's just being honest.
Hey, I'm here, and I've been here. I've been here for 5-6 years now. I ain't gone nowhere. Don't intend to, so.
Look, while we're on here talking about the pay-per-view, I'm not even going to lie. I'm pissed off at how much, at how little the heavyweight championship match has been talked about lately. How little it's even been brought up.
And are we referring to not the Warriors Hardship? Because we just had, no. which side note, Remy, shout out to you, sir. That was the best fucking debate I have seen in a long time. Y'all killed it. Now, as far as the heavyweight championship, honestly, I can't call it, dog. I'm the booker. I'm just going to keep it a buck. I'm the booker. So I book the matches. Y'all make the magic. If y'all, hey, we know. Everybody knows what's going down. This is up to y'all. This was season 10 has been about self-responsibility, if I'm being 100% honest. We're not holding nobody's hand. We're not telling everybody what to do. If you don't promote your match, you don't promote your match. Now, we're not necessarily going to cancel the match, but no one's going to give a shit about it. But I do believe that those four individuals are going to put on a hell of a show tomorrow. Everybody's been having a busy life, but I really think that it's going to have its place. So since we're on the subject, do we want to talk about it?
Yeah. That's why I brought it up.
Elimination Chamber. Now, the reason I decided to do that, because this match is Champion's Advantage. Not every match is Champion's Advantage, but this one is. Luke Justice has to do a perfect. In all honesty, this man has to have a perfect. Is there a what? What was that? Is there a HCC match? What is that? Are we reading this too? Can we all read the same thing?
No, I'm reading Lecter's comment right there. Apparently, there's another new faction in the FWWC. Oh, what the fuck are we gonna do? Oh, it's gonna last about as long as it takes to jerk off.
Oh my god! Back to the subject, man. I forgot where the hell I was at. So Hardcore Hoss, you've competed against Luke Justice for the heavyweight championship. Here's my question. I'm asking both you guys again. If Luke survives this match, can we name him the greatest FWWC champion of all time?
He should have already been named it because he's already held it the longest and he's already been over a year and nobody's beat him. So, plain and simple, he is the Roman Reigns of the FWWC right now. Whenever it comes to the heavyweight title,
we know
him and Mata both.
I think there is a difference, though. He is the longest reigning. There's no doubt about him being the longest reigning. and he'll go down in the history books for that. But what has he done to elevate this title?
Listen. That's one thing that I've always seen talked about whenever it comes to title reigns and this and that. What have they done with the title? What have they done to do this, to do that? But at the end of the day, that's not what the reign counts for. The reign counts for how many days you've held that motherfucker. And nobody, even myself included, can take it away from that goofy cop bastard that he is. DFWWC's Roman Reigns right now whenever it comes to that hardcore or that heavyweight title. It's plain and simple.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. Lecter, Karma, Big T, and Holy Hell is the... Huh? Lecter, Karma... Oh, shit.
That faction is going to be as retarded as the LWO.
Remy?
Which, bringing up LWO real quick, there was a comment earlier where Mata said that last week was the best debate of all time. I don't know. Nobody cried.
Nobody.
Jesus Christ. That was not a debate. That was a manslaughter. The fucking debate that happened last week was a true debate.
True, yeah. I will say that, yes, it was well organized. It was well put together. Everybody had their time. Shit was great. Lawman isn't the same since the breakup of Law Dawes. Everybody knows it. But can we go as far to say as Mata hasn't been the same? But not for the worse. Can we say that? Not for the worse. Have they been different for the better?
Everybody knows when it comes to Mata or Luke Justice, I've been the biggest motherfucker to go against both of them when it comes to whatever. But at the end of the day, nobody can deny what these motherfuckers have done. And that's all there is to it. Whether I like them or not, you got to respect the motherfucker for what they've done. It's that simple.
Very true. Damn, Remy. Hey, Hawk, let me ask you a question. Because I don't want to have too much clutter on here. I've always respected Remy as a host for the FWC tonight. Remy, thank you for coming through. Thank you for helping me out. Hoss, is it possible we can keep Remy tonight? Because I like his input. Can Remy, can you hang out or you got some other shit you got to do? You here? You with us? Let's go. Okay, so we have Marco Hoss. We have myself. We have Remy Ricks on the go-home edition of the FWC tonight. That was a oh my God! Y'all are cracking me up. Okay, so we have our three guys here. Let's go. It's like the Three Stooges: Larry, Moe, Curly, whatever. Oh shit! Now it is picked up. Ace, what's going on? You're live on the FWC tonight, Survivor Series Go Home Edition. How you doing tonight, sir? I'm gonna let you talk about it because we
are. Why are you always outside? Do you not have an inside of your house? You are always fucking outside. Do we got to provide always. You an FWW hey, I'm a mess with that. I'm in here.
Audio is messing up, man. It's hard to hear y'all.
Go inside and get Wi-Fi, you cheap bastard.
He heard that. So, Ace, can you hear me? Am I good? Am I still coming in good? Can I be heard? Am I good?
Yeah, I think it's pretty good now. Y'all was breaking up pretty bad a second ago.
Okay, so Ace, welcome to the show tonight. As I was saying in discussing, you are part of this hardcore Hell in a Cell match. I will say to you, sir, kudos to you. We're not going to talk about the end of the year awards just yet, but as I mentioned before, you are definitely a forerunner for Rookie of the Year. So think about it. All the way when you started back in June till right now, in November, which God bless time, Father Time. We're already in November. We've already went past Thanksgiving. Holy shit. What are your thoughts leading into this match, and what do you think about your accomplishments this far in Season 10?
I'm going to add on to it. Come tomorrow night, I'm going to get the belt back. So I'm going to be a two-time champion just in my rookie year, first season. Might as well add to my accomplishment. And then next year, it's going to be even better. So, you know, plan on adding to the collection.
He seems so confident.
I know he's like his first time holding stuff, but, you know, I plan on getting it back.
He seems so it's the confidence for me. Remember back in the day when Ace walked in and, you know, he had a humble spirit and a humble heart, which was good. But now, shit, Ace is the man now. But I will say he knows how to back it up. Remy, your rebuttal. Your thoughts, what you have to say, because apparently you're going to lose your belt tomorrow, Playboy.
Dude, everybody's always – every time I hold a belt, everybody tells me I'm going to lose it. So I'm going to tell you motherfuckers what I've been telling you since I won the bitch and been telling you all motherfucking week since. Listen, last time I won a motherfucking belt, you're going to lose it your first defense. I held two different titles at the same time for 7 months. And every pay-per-view, you're going to lose. You're going to lose. You know what it took for me to lose the tag team titles? Letting Saint be the tag team captain.
Oh. Oh, bringing up old wounds there. About the matches. I don't need to talk matches.
But when
karma's coming. Oh. Karma talking shit. If she want to come on, she can come on. She needs to figure out her name, though.
I don't respond to people named Facebook user. If you go and talk shit, at least present yourself.
I can't hear nothing saying.
There you go. There
can
you
y'all
go.
Hear me pretty good? Like, I'm having trouble hearing y'all.
I'm good.
Dishwasher.
I can hear you good. Can you hear me okay? Good, Ace. Am I good?
I don't care.
Are we still good? Okay. We're still good.
Hard. It could be.
Listen. Hang on. Time out. Because I'm over here reading this goofy broad's comment again. I don't need to talk about the matches to win. No, you don't need to talk about the matches to win. But you need to talk about the matches to do your motherfucking job. That's the goddamn point. That's what pisses me off about 90% of you little bitches here in the FWWC. Y'all motherfuckers want this, want that. When you're given the opportunity, y'all be silent as fuck. Look what happened to Susie and Saint when Mata gave him the chance. Nobody said a motherfucking word until Mata started dropping promos.
I actually got to agree with him on that one. That's a big problem here. I agree with him 100% on that.
And that's just all there is to it. Everybody wants some, but nobody wants to put the work to get it. They just want to be at the end of the race. Nah, bitch, you need to be in the driver's seat the whole motherfucking time to play with me. And anybody here in the FWWC will tell you that.
And tomorrow is a big deal. Tomorrow is a big night. Hardcore Hoss, I know Ace is having a hard time hearing us, but do you have any words for him before we keep moving on to the next caller?
You know, just I wish Ace the best of luck tomorrow. You know, I look forward to getting in the ring with him. And tomorrow it just is what it is there, bud.
That's shit. Tomorrow, just plain and simple, all it boils down to is who the fuck come to get the job done.
Damn straight. Did Ace freeze up?
Probably. He's outside his homeless shelter with Wi-Fi.
All right, Hoss, let's move on to the next person if we can. There we go. Man. Hey, Remy, I know this is a total side note. I don't want you to freak out. This is one of the reasons why I'm late.
Hey, that's dope. That's dope.
Remember I told you the kids tore up theirs? This is Dad's. What's up? What's up, Alpha? You can try to kick my ass, but you can try to kick my ass in style, dude. So side note, before we get to you, Alpha. Alpha, you are a gamer, sir. I will give you that. Because myself, Alpha, and other guys, we play Smash Brothers all the time. You know, God bless technology. Alpha is thousands of miles away. But damn it, this son of a bitch. We'll hop on this game and just mollywop the shit. He beat up my 8-year-old son. Who beats up a kid?
He's not a bitch.
I do.
This is how we learn.
That was a great Wednesday night. Thanks, Alpha, for that. Okay, Remy is my co-host, but let's talk about your match. Alpha, this has been a long time coming. This is called one of those long stories because you have been in the Spartan's Heart title competition conversation for quite some time now, and it all comes to a head tomorrow. Yourself versus Funky Flex for the Spartan's Heart Championship in a ladder match. Remy, if you have questions, I'm going to let you take the floor, then I'm going to ask questions after that.
All I got to say is when it comes to this match, and I've told Funky the same thing, this is one of them motherfucking matches I'm actually looking forward to on this pay-per-view. Because this one can literally go either motherfucking way. So this is one of them ones. I can't wait. I cannot wait to see this one.
Alpha, what does the Spartans Heart title mean to you?
You know, it's funny you mention that because initially when I got the Spartans Heart Championship, when I shot my shot at SummerSlam, it was simply just to add something to my resume. It was to look at a belt that I hadn't earned yet, and it was to add it to my collection. But now, ever since whatever happened with that exhibition with Mata hasn't happened, and ever since SummerSlam, I feel like now I want to show people what it means to be a Spartans Heart champion, what it means to hold a belt like that and to hold the heart of a Spartan in your chest, to be a warrior that fights despite the odds, despite the numbers, despite the disadvantage, because that is what the Alpha stands for here in FWWC. And the thing is, it seems like I have a bit of deja vu going into SummerSlam because it's a ladder match against Funky Flex for the championship. But fortunately for my sake, Brick Wall won't be sticking his nose in my way like last time. And to make it clear, Funky, I'm walking home with that belt. So be counting your seconds, be saying your prayers, because it's coming home with me come Sunday night.
Extremely, extremely excited, extremely, extremely happy.
Okay, look,
extremely,
look.
Extremely red. Go ahead, Remy.
I do have a question. Because you are one of them people that you ain't really had a good London rug whenever it's come to title since you lost that title to Theory. My whole thing is, just like Haas, you, and all these other people in these title matches talk all this big shit about what are you going to do when you win it. I want a motherfucker to actually tell me what you going to do when you walk home empty-handed.
That's a good question.
Put it simple, that's not an option for me.
It is an option. That's the fucking point. You have a point to walk home with the gold, or you have a point to walk home the way you're walking in with not a motherfucking thing. What are you going to do if you walk out empty-handed? That's what I want to know.
I'm going to do exactly what I've done the last couple times that I've done that, and that is I'm going to pick myself off the ground. I'm going to show up on Monday night like I always do, and I'm going to cast my reel for whatever fish decides to bite it, because the Alpha doesn't back down, and regardless of win or lose, the Alpha picks himself up, because just like the greatest champions here in the FWWC and just like the greatest champions in wrestling history, you got to lose the belt to win it back, and sometimes you're not going to win the belt all the time. But also, the likes of Ric Flair, to become a 16-time world champion, you got to lose that belt 15 times. And I've come to grips with that.
He lost the same title. He lost the same title 15 times. There's a difference. There's a whole motherfucking difference there. He won the same title 15 times. You ain't even won this title once.
And I'm looking to change that. It's plain and simple. Because the first is always the best that counts. The first is the best moment for most wrestlers, because a first championship win is everything. Everybody knows the amount of effort I went to for the TV title. And it doesn't matter the kinds of luck that everybody tries to throw in my way, that they try to say things like, well, what are you going to do? Can you imagine the amount of people who told me, what are you going to do when you lose to Lilith the first time I won a hybrid television championship? And what did I do? I want people to underestimate me. I want people to think the worst out of me, because the thing is, I've come to grips with losing. Losing is what I do, but the difference is it doesn't dictate who I am. The Alpha may lose, but he's not a loser, because a winning mindset is the only way you're going to get forward in wrestling, and that's all that the Alpha aspires for.
But with that being said, winning mindset also means, what are you going to do when all these title opportunities dries up because you keep losing? You going to switch back to the tag team with Ace?
Woo!
Quite frankly,
Remy with the tough questions.
Yet. But all I'm going to do is be the best wrestler that I can be. I'm living up to my namesake as the Alpha. And if I have to work my way up, if I have to get the wins that I've been so lacking, then so be it.
See, that's another thing that people here fail to understand. You don't necessarily need the wins. Because if we're talking about being lucky and winning when it's needed, Lucha takes the motherfucking cake on that one.
So let's keep this going real quick before we let you go, Alpha. What other match on the card has your interest that you're looking forward to before we let you go and get to the next caller?
It's honestly a toss-up between the main events, Dejuan, to answer your question, and that is because this Elimination Chamber match has so much going forward into it. This Elimination Chamber match is probably, just as Remy said with me and Funky in this match, I can't make heads or tails of who's going to come out of this match. But quite frankly, the person to look out for are Theory and Marcus and Moby, because they are all hungry. And like I said to Luke Justice in one of his comments, everybody who's hungry wants a piece of the beef, and that beef is over this man's shoulder. He is in the lion's den come Survivor Series. But more so than that, and more so importantly, and I hope he's watching right now, I think I'm more curious to see who comes out of the Warrior's Heart Championship, because say that I do win this Spartan's Heart Championship, and I will say it because I'm going to win this Spartan's Heart Championship, I want to know that Mr. El Mata is holding that title, because he'll know that I'm on his radar with this belt, because whether he wants to accept my challenge or not, when this belt's around my shoulder, he won't have a choice. And if he doesn't win this belt, oh, I plan on holding it until he gets it back. But just to know...
Time out. Do you not pay attention? Did you not hear that Mata's pretty much done at Universe Mania, dog? That means if he loses the title, he's probably not even going to get it back. And there's a high possibility, there's a 33.3% whatever percent chance that he's going to walk out empty-handed too.
Is that Steiner math? I just have to make sure.
It's Steiner math.
33.3333.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing about champion's advantage, as we chew on this real quick. Yeah, that's cool. You know, you have to – that's okay. But you know how much pressure that puts on you as a champion? Yeah. You have to do perfect. Like, you either you have to score perfect or you hope that the other two or three guys – and here's a disadvantage. If it was a one-on-one champion's advantage match, you only got to worry about one guy. That's cool. But these are two other people that you have to do damn near perfect. Because if you're off by one, that takes you out their conversation. You dig what I'm saying? So,
you know what makes this card a little bit more crazy whenever it comes to that? Is how few matches are on this card.
Oh, I hate that shit too. There's only five.
Like, this fucking Survivor Series is really going to be survival of the fittest in the FWWC.
As far as I know, there are only five. I'm watching SmackDown. I'm Remy. You're watching SmackDown. I'm watching SmackDown. For the love of God, please let's announce number six, because I can't fucking
SmackDown.
Do it.
He's sitting in the closet. So when are you going
to
come out to the world?
God damn. Oh, yeah, Jesus. Man. There's only five matches
out of my house.
Jesus Christ. Okay, Alpha, thank you for joining us. We got a whole lot more show tonight. Good luck to you tomorrow, sir. Good luck. Yeah, Remy, there are five matches so far, and I don't even think they announced the fifth woman for the damn women's match yet.
Oh
shit.
Becky Lynch is the last one.
When did they announce that? When did that happen?
Like the very start of the show.
Damn. Okay, well, I got that. Well, shit. If that's it, then the card, like I said before, if there's nothing added before 6 p.m. tomorrow, that's going to be it, because I'm not adding shit after 6. I swear to God. Once the pre-show start, I'm not adding a damn thing. So as it stands right now, we have five full matches.
You got anybody in the back from the fucking heavyweight title match?
Is anybody in the back? Bring them on. Who? Yeah, come on. I'm talking
to somebody. There's
nobody else in the back.
What the hell? No. Wow, nobody in the... Well, how are they commenting? Or is that Facebook?
That's Facebook.
Okay, got it. So there's...
Okay, bet. So I have a question for you. How the hell did that bonus match get added, CEO?
Okay, so here's my logic with that. It wasn't supposed to be even a bonus match. So originally how I would book it was I wanted to have, you know, the handicap matches I were doing. Dylan, the handicap matches, Alpha and Funky versus whatever, whatever. Well, I'll be honest with you. James Buckus just really didn't show up. He wasn't really present. He has a lot of other shit going down. So I didn't really see the logic in booking James Buckus and a match R at Survivor Series. However, as minimal as it may have been, Jake Wyatt shows up.
He does. Robert
shows up when I need him. So fuck it. Let's throw him a bone. Let's get him cracking. Let's throw him in there. Let them Jake be a part shows of Survivor up Series.
And does yep. what he needs to do.
Exactly.
But at the same time, there's a couple little things that Jake could possibly, you know,
get in better. Yeah, work on, of course. I mean, you know, we all can work on it.
Doc, you're
I'm surprised we ain't on this shit, brother.
You are lucky we don't have a shoot and shout segment like fucking FW, like the fucking podcast.
Man.
I'm on everybody's fucking
No. We got what time? We got a little time. I mean, I got some shit I got to do tonight, but I had my own. You want to know? You saw my shoot and shout on the fact that my black ass had Thursday off and had to go back to work today and come home and do 2 hours worth of shit in an hour to be ready for the show. But that's what I do. When you're dedicated, when you go Super Mario on their ass, you do what you got to do. So what's your shooting shot, Remy? We got time. What's popping? And I'm about to eat one of these. Trust me, this is something else.
People not paying attention and still Superman in role plays, dude.
Mm-hmm.
That is the biggest pet peeve I have here in the FWWC.
Because that Battle Royal was funny as shit.
It was. That Battle Royal was great. I got stuck at work, dude. That shit was irritating.
Right.
But I fucking read it, and that shit was great.
It was great. It was a great idea. And the reason I did that is because,
what's up with that winner, though?
I don't know. I ain't gonna lie. I left it up to you guys on purpose.
I seen that winner.
I leave it up to you guys on purpose because I want
you know what ain't been talked about in the FWWC enough.
Oh shit!
And I was
What's
thinking
that?
About this the other day.
Mm-hmm.
This is for those who actually pay attention to what's posted and what's commented. Mm-hmm. For the past motherfucking months and a half, we've been getting these little snippets, these little videos. But when are they coming? Who the fuck is it?
I don't know.
I think that only a couple of us have paid attention.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I paid attention because I've been getting the bitches.
Oh, I know. And
yeah.
I'm waiting for them to come. I think I figured it out, but I'm not going to say for sure. But, man, I better not fucking be disappointed.
I mean,
who else has really been paying attention to these little vignette drops? Because the last one about made me puke, dude, going round and round.
Right. And I mean, hell, tomorrow is Survivor Series. You never know. Tomorrow is the last big five pay-per-view of the year. This is it. Like, so we got to go hard tomorrow, dog. This is it. This might be the last pay-per-view. This might be the last pay-per-view. Because I'm going to tell you right now, if there is no need for sudden death on Monday, we're not working. But I think I got I don't know. We might have maybe a couple sudden death matches Monday. So everybody needs to be available just in case. But with only five matches on the card, I really doubt we're going to have ties. We'll see.
I'm telling you right now, when I walk out of Survivor Series, still, you're FWWC hardcore motherfucking champion. I'm having a party Monday. I don't give a fuck.
Hell yeah. So we're going to be off for a little while. Like I said, it's the holiday season. We just got through with Thanksgiving. Christmas is coming up. I think all of us collectively have done a kick-ass job this entire season.
I know it's too late this year.
Uh-huh.
I got to thinking about it. Maybe next year, for those who want to do something, we should do like a $10 to $15 Secret Santa in the FWWC.
That's possible. They've done it on WrestleTalk all the time. We can probably do it on the FWWC tonight. Get some shit away or have some Secret Santa stuff. Unfortunately, you can't have this, though. You can't have this. You can't have this, man. I'm telling you. I'm excited. You want to know why? I'm going to tell you. Here's my other shoot and shout. Kids will break these shit. Listen to me. My kids have held on to these for the past year. when we played on Wednesday, I was astonished at how broke these fuckers are. Jesus Christ. Like Mario's four. I said, what the hell is wrong with the control? What did y'all do to these things? So now, as a dad, hence why I said, this is mine and those are theirs until I get ready to buy some new ones. Because I'll be damned if I can't play.
Funky, I know that you better not sit there and take that bullshit.
You want to talk about that? Ooh.
Funky, about me, man.
They only cut promos because you were just touch my console. No shit. And I agree. I agree. Like, it's a tough deal. Shit, Remy, let's keep talking shit, man. Wait a minute. Did Strowman just lose?
Yeah, Ricky said.
Oh, shit. We're watching SmackDown also, so Joy-Cons will break if you breathe them. They sure as hell will.
Look, dude,
oh, shit. Strowman just lost.
I really think that Strowman should have just stayed gone and just fucking did his
create your narrative. Yeah, control your narrative.
EC3 is fucking heat, dude. Fucking heat.
I agree. So they're starting a program between Gunther. Well, his name's Walter, damn it. They're starting a program between Walter and Braun Strowman. That's weird. Now
that makes no sense, because what about the person who wins this fucking World Cup tournament?
Which I haven't really been paying attention to. So, Remy, maybe there's a reason behind that. I've already beaten you once for the championship. Why do I need to prove it again? Waste my energy, and I've already done that. Well, damn. Ooh, Stern. It'd be nice if they were on the podcast. I love reading the comments.
No fucks given.
At all. Zero. It would be lovely to have y'all on here. I mean, it is Friday. We ain't got shit to do. We're pretty much all stuff for. And again, side note,
paid to do this, so I don't care.
Yeah. Shout out to Walter for losing that weight. The man does look great. But anyway.
I'm not a fan of Walter.
Why not? What the hell? Come on, let's talk. Why?
Or no. It's fucking Gunther I'm thinking of.
Yeah, they're the same fucking person.
He almost gives me a William Regal's vibe from back in WCW, and Regal's the only one that can do that type of vibe to me. Mm-hmm. I just don't. They're just not using him enough to me, honestly.
Yeah.
Because when he was in NXT UK, he was hot. But here, no.
Right. Exactly. Hoss, is there anybody else backstage while me and Remy are having a whole fucking ass conversation?
Why, Hoss? Nobody why your sister yet. Commenting? Why ain't she talking about her motherfucking match?
Ooh.
Hey, I am not in the same room she is, so.
But you in the same house, you better be like, Susie, get your bitch ass on there.
I am out in the garage. She's back in the bedroom.
Oh, shit. Never mind. She's waiting on you, Remy.
She's waiting on you, Remy. She's waiting on you.
Oh, man. That candy was good. It might be kicking it. Now, listen here. As soon as that thing kicks in, I got to roll. Anyway, and we're getting cunning. She said, Remy, bite me. Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, we're getting close. But anyway, so let me talk to you guys real quick, because we ain't got all night. It's Friday night. I know we got shit to do. Let's talk about WWE really, really quick, man, before we go. Hardcore Hoss, is there any particular match on the Survivor Series card? And it's a little different. I mean, tomorrow, my usual tradition is to go back and watch the old pay-per-views before the actual pay-per-view comes on. So is there any particular match that's happening tomorrow?
Bitch, are you watching the TV?
I'm watching. Yeah, I see him too. What the fuck? That's a badass tattoo. That's a nice tat. That's Brent.
Sammy's about to screw Bloodline. I'm calling.
Word?
I'm calling it, dude.
What's he talking? I can't hear it. I got my headphones on. What's he saying? Because Jay's listening. Hold on. We're watching SmackDown now. Hold on.
Kevin Owens is giving him shit for being an honorary Uso, essentially.
Jay's listening too. He's at the door. My bad, Horace. We done got distracted. We should do these more often. I kind of thought if I would have been home on time and had my shit together, we would have watched SmackDown live. Obviously not on here, but we would have live reacted.
I'm excited. Yeah, Jake is actually right about that one. I'm fucking excited that they brought War Games
in
roster.
Let's just hope they do it right. Let's just hope they do it right.
But at the fucking same time, as much as I like the War Games, they shouldn't have put the Bloodline in it because 99% of the time, dog, you already know who's going to win. Titles on the
line. I don't know.
Titles,
I don't know.
No.
Dude, oh, listen. Look. Jay is mad as
Listen to this. You are not going to have the Bloodline go against essentially a randomly put together team, as in the Bruisers, Drew McIntyre. That's not a team that's always together. So for the Bloodline to lose this, there's got to be a reason for Triple H to book them to lose. I do not see the Bloodline losing.
Good point. Hardcore Hoss, your thoughts, sir?
Yeah, it's going to be tough to see if they lose, because, I mean, as dominant as they have been, if you make them lose now, what's that do for them? So, it's...
But does it hurt them if they lose, though? I mean, think about it. This has nothing to do with title.
But what does it do for Drew and the Brawl and Brutes if they win? Nothing. Because there's nothing on the line other than them wanting to beat the shit out of each other.
Good point. Which is why some people say that Survivor Series is always booked weak. You know, it's not necessarily a weak booking, but it's more of a, okay, end of the year, let's try to close this shit. Kind of like, well, no, our card, the FWC card, has more implications than that, because it's the end of the year, we're trying to figure everything out. Versus WWE, they're just trying to close the show out, so whatever happens, happens. You dig what I'm saying?
Survivor Series used to be one of my all-time favorite pay-per-views.
Mine too.
Now, Remy, your man there says Sammy going to cause the Bloodline to lose.
But that's what I'm saying. That fucking whole thing with him talking to Kevin Owens. But I knew the second that Kevin Owens was come back that they was going to try and put him and Sammy back together for a tag team. Because Triple H likes them two together.
They were good together.
Jake seems to think that, you know, Sammy's going to screw the Bloodline and Sammy and Owens going to take the tag titles.
That's what I'm saying. I can see that happening. But if they don't screw them in a way that it's evident that it was Sammy and KO, it's not going to make no sense.
Okay.
No, I didn't break up a pin. But come on now, that's not really believable.
So it's one pin to a finish, correct?
Yep. But the match don't start until all the
Right. Will there be color? Do you think they're gonna go that route? Will we see some blood? Well, really? No blood?
From what I've read, and I could fucking be wrong, but there is shit in, like, their new contracts. They are not allowed to puncture skin no more. That's why WWE did away with tacks forever ago. You are not allowed to puncture skin.
Didn't know that. Interesting. I don't know.
The only way that I could see the Bloodline legit losing, besides the whole Sammy and KO going for the fucking titles, is Drew is going to be the one to take one of Roman's titles, because he's supposed to drop one of them titles soon. Not both, just one.
Who?
Roman. USA does not like not having a heavyweight champion on their show. And Roman don't ever go to Raw. So the biggest title they have on Raw is the United States title.
Good point.
Because, let's face it, the fucking 24/7 title's gone.
That shit was a joke, yeah.
Well, yeah, they've even removed that from the website. It's officially retired.
Yeah.
They should have just brought the hardcore title back.
So damn, all the main championships are on SmackDown. The IC titles on SmackDown. The tag team titles essentially is on SmackDown. Roman's on SmackDown. Seth, well, you got the SmackDown Women's Champion, whatever. Raw Women's in USA, and that's it.
And look, I'm calling it now. Solo's going to win this World Cup tournament, get the Intercontinental title at the Royal Rumble or whenever he faces old boy, and the bloodline at everybody but Sammy is going to be dripped in gold.
Hmm. So that's the next question, because, again, we're going to keep this rolling because we're going to get out of here in a bit. So
I think Remy going to get his wish here in a minute.
Uh-oh. Is somebody coming on?
Susie with her half-ass cornbread.
If bring her on. If we got somebody coming, bring her on.
Well, she just hit me up and asked for the link, so.
Oh, shit. Okay.
She should have the link.
Yeah, I did kind of post it everywhere.
All I know is she
has. I really don't see Walter breaking the Honky Tonk Man's record.
No. No, I don't think so.
Dewan, look at TV.
I'm looking at the. Do you think I'm looking at it? I'm looking at the TV. I'm looking at it. I'm watching. I see what's going on. I'm with it.
That match right there, though, I don't
that
know
woman's
if I
match?
Trust Becky. I don't know if I trust Becky.
Why wouldn't you trust Becky?
Because she's going to want the belt back from Bianca, motherfucker.
Perfect. There she goes right now. Hold on.
Listen, perfect time to screw over Bianca, hit her with your finisher in the War Games, and let them pin her.
Hmm.
Because Becky always likes to have a title around her waist.
That is true.
Bianca is the Raw champion.
So you see a twist.
Possible. That's what this Survivor Series, for there only being five matches, is kind of fucked.
A little bit.
Well, and I also heard...
Shaking hands don't mean shit. How many times have you seen somebody shake their hands and then the next show get hit in the head with a steel chair?
Well, and I also heard, like, last, almost a year ago now, that Ronda was going to hold the title... Becky was going to have her title.
I don't know why they gave Ronda the belt.
At the Survivor Series, they were going to face each other, and they were going to unite those titles.
Well, I think Ronda's just holding the belt until Charlotte comes back. That's all there is to it.
You got your
Uh-oh. List coming. Uh-oh. I'm out on this one. There
hey,
it goes.
Remikins.
About what time
was oh. Shit about me not being here talking about my
yeah,
match?
I sure did.
Where's Mata? Where's your boy Saint?
Why do you need other people to do your job for you? Why don't
me.
You? No, listen to me.
Mata
listen,
is the champ.
Listen to me. Mata can be the champion, but let me ask you a question. Mata don't have shit to prove to you or to Saint. You two are the ones who have shit to prove to Mata, so therefore, you guys need to take... Shut up and let me finish, you big, goofy broad. You ass, let me finish.
Don't call me broad.
I bitch.
Shit.
But anyways...
You hardcore jackass.
You're goddamn right. But anyways, you and Saint need to take the initiative, not Mata. Mata don't have shit to prove. You two do.
Well, I'm here. Where's your boy?
I tell Saint the same thing I tell you. Saint don't show up. That ain't on me.
Well, hey, you ran your mouth to me, and I'm here, so let's...
Then start talking about your fucking match and quit running your mouth to me.
Then shut up and let me do it.
Fucking.
So I'll say this before you start hardcore, sis, and I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to put this out there because the candy's kicking in, and it ain't because of that. I'm picking hardcore sis. You want to know why? Here's why. All it takes is one. All it takes is one point. One point. Again, Mata doesn't necessarily have to beat them two, but what happens if hardcore sis scores perfect? Mata misses one. Boom. New champion right there. So I'm sorry. My pick is hardcore sis. I'm just gonna put it out there like that.
So I have a question about that match.
Oh shit.
You know, so if there is a new champion, does the second runner up still get the little briefcase thing?
No. Okay. No.
Only if Mata walks out the champ.
Okay. That is same thing with Luke.
Dina, you keep saying nobody's listening. You didn't listen to that part, did you?
I listened to everything else, bitch. Where you been?
Right here.
Miss Record
Keeper. But here's another question. You know, you made the remark, and I don't mean to correct you, Mr. CEO, but you made the remark, Mata doesn't have to beat us. With champ's advantage,
technically he does. He does. I take that back. He does.
That's the only drawback I see for champ's advantage. You have to beat the other team. But here's the other thing that I've said a million times, and I will say this until the day I die. Champ's advantage may give him a slight edge. He still has to work hard to maintain it. But if I beat him, then I've had to work my butt off to do it. And I can honestly hold my head up even higher when I walk out because I have earned that shot. And people like Remy and others say it's a fluke or you just got lucky because I had to earn it.
Look,
here's what I will say. All y'all, I will say this. This is recorded. This is online. Y'all can go back and watch this shit. Everybody has worked their ass off this season. And it's weird because even though less is demanded of us, even though there have been less challenges, there's no skimming by this season. No, you have to put the work in or your ass will not get booked. You have to put the work. Oh shit, that's not good. Why'd they do that to her?
She meant more this year.
Oh, I hope she's not involved in a match.
She's in I fucking think Raquel's in the War Games match.
Is Raquel in the? Oh shit! This is why I don't. Why would y'all do this to me? Why would they? Is she really in one of the matches? Somebody fact check. I need some. Is Raquel Rodriguez involved in the War Games match? Can somebody fact check real quick?
Did you notice who that was that did that to her? No.
Shayna Blazer and Ronda Rousey.
Yep.
No, I hope she's not in the match because if she's involved in the match, then they're gonna.
Jake says she's not. The way they can win is to maim their opponents.
That is correct. But why would she attack? Wait a minute. Who's involved? Oh, it's a top. So who's Ronda defending her belt against tomorrow? Raquel Rodriguez?
No, Shotzi. But Ronda? They attacked Shotzi last week, and Ronda came out to help Shotzi.
Ronda's got a title match tomorrow?
She's got a match against Shotzi. And they attacked Shotzi, and Raquel came out and attacked them.
Anybody from the FWWC who is watching this show and you still fuck up your card, we've literally given you insight.
We told you everything. You have all the insight. This is crazy. But I'm still going to, I'll wait till the end of SmackDown. As soon as this is over. What? What's up?
So do either of you guys, let's be logical. Nobody thought old girl was going to beat Ronda the first time she did, neither. Do either of you see Shotzi beating fucking Ronda? You think she's ready for that push?
I don't really think. To me, her winning against Ronda would be the same as them giving it to Liv. You know, it's a placeholder for a time being until somebody else can come back. And I could see Ronda maybe going out again and staying.
But she's a champion, so you can't really keep a champion off television. I mean, you can, but...
But if they get
Seen Brock Lesnar's last time?
Have they done that since Brock, though? Let's be honest.
Roman Reigns has been on and off TV quite frequently, too, here lately.
But more on than off.
No, not really, because he's doing that movie shit.
Well, now, I had heard... like back at the beginning of the year that he was going to drop that title by the end of this year. Both titles were going to be gone so he could go be a movie star with his cousin Rock. So,
all right, look. This is FWWC. We talking about WWE, dog. What the fuck?
It all gels together, dog. It all gels together.
It's all wrestling. All's fair in love, war, and wrestling.
We're stealing the shine from Wrestle Talk Podcast, though. This is what they do.
They do steal shit from us all the time. I will say that.
They sponsor us, so we're only extending them.
All right, Hardcore Sis, because they get Hardcore Sis, because we ain't got all damn night. It's Friday night. We got shit to do. I got to get the car together. I still got things I have to take care of. Tomorrow night, in my opinion, is the pinnacle of everything we've all worked for this entire year. When it comes to the card
tonight,
what's that? What we gotta talk about?
The fucking tag team titles and how fast POM is gonna lose their first defense. All that shit, old boy, been talking.
Oh, Jesus! For me, and there's where I have a question for you. You know, we've been talking all night about those who haven't been pushing their matches, those who haven't been saying anything. How much have we heard from the tag title picture about those belts? How much have we heard?
See fucking Oxygen Joe post all the time.
Yeah.
Do what?
Bishop, they posted today. Bishop posted today. I will say that. Okay. Holy Hell posted today. And Lucha and Jimmy.
Joe posts as much as Lucha does.
Lucha and Jimmy.
Like you said.
Because Joe knows that when he's in the comments.
Our heavyweight title. What about that? Where are those guys?
You know what? I've said the same damn thing to Marcus. I said, everybody in NFG that has not been promoting Remy been on their ass. Because that's what fuck I do.
Well, you know what, Remy? I got to give you props then for that, my man. Because I got to tell you, you know, nothing against NFG, but, you know, anybody in NFG or GFN or whatever faction you are in, you know, my match, we had a debate last week. You know, where are all these other matches? Why aren't you guys doing what you're doing? Hey, you know, I'm on here, and I've been on the Wrestle Talk podcast a few weeks.
You guys constantly try and bash NFG. Constantly try and bash NFG since we've come around, even more so coming up to Survivor Series, since it's been made relevant that every member in NFG is in a motherfucking title match. Now, we got your little goofy-ass European fat champion Lecter talking about, we got a new faction called Devastation. For one, nobody gives a fuck about Big T. Nobody gives a fuck about Holy Hell, Oni, nor Fall. As far as Karma, Karma's got some work to put in Saturday before she gets any more of my motherfucking respect. And Lecter, as for you, dog, you have to remember, Remy may have left for a while, but Remy was here when you brought your big goofy ass around, posting some fucking little sandwich rolls, trying to be fingers and eating them with your little spaghetti sauce. Don't fucking go there with me, dog. I will destroy the Devastation. I do not give a fuck.
All I want to say to Devastation, Lecter, and whatever your name is, and even Lucha to some degree, and Oni, I just got two words for you. Devil's Dynasty. Where y'all at?
Ooh. Not 1.0, not 2.0, because I was involved in 2.0, and 2.0 was the shit. I'm going to keep it real about that.
I'm just saying.
Devil's Dynasty 1.0.
Just add Lucha to that. How many factions is he in that are still
It's kicking in, Remy. It didn't kick in. We're all the way there.
You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying.
Well, I'm honestly surprised that Lucha's not in this faction yet.
Oh, give it time. He'll be there.
Jesus Christ.
Just about the time they fold.
So, side note, time out. I'm not even going to lie. As much shit as we've been talking, I like Shayna Baszler and Ronda together.
I do.
I don't know why they haven't already done this. Because this makes sense.
Well, because to be honest, neither one of them need each other. That's
good point.
Kind of simple.
Good point.
But I always thought that they should have put her together when Ronda first came around.
It's a handicap match. What if Shotzi win this match? I don't know. That's a good point. But it is a handicap match, which is surprising.
Wait a minute. Is this a handicap match?
Yeah, it's a handicap match. It's a handicap match.
We're talking about Ronda now. Big Bad Hoss is back, and that's his
wife. Oh, shit.
to answer your question, from what I understand, Shayna and Ronda wanted to be doing this all along, but then they kept sticking Shayna with other people. And actually, Ronda got a little bit upset because she wanted to do some stuff with Shayna, and Shayna's like, look, they got me with these other people right now.
No.
This wouldn't make sense.
Okay, so it wasn't a handicap match. It was originally a tag match, but they attacked Raquel Rodriguez. Now she's in the ring with, damn, they fucked her arm up for real. Oh, man.
I just have a question. Honestly, I have a question.
Uh-huh.
And this is coming from a woman's point of view. What the hell does Ronda's makeup?
I don't know.
Does her makeup really needs to be fired?
I was going to ask. She does it herself. I'm pretty sure Hardcore Hoss likes it.
Her and Shayna both. I mean, they
are you just jealous?
Streetwalkers that have been on the street for a week.
You just jealous. That's what that is. That's jealous.
No, I ain't jealous, honey. If I was wearing makeup, and I don't like to wear makeup because I got a natural beauty, and I don't need to wear makeup.
Where?
And if I did, I sure as hell wouldn't do it that crazy.
This is crazy, man. This is great. Oh, actually, shit.
Huh? Actually, her makeup lately, since she came back, has kind of reminded me of Scary Sherry.
Christ. At least I thought it was going, damn, she landed in. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Damn,
you got Remy on. You got Remy on that one.
You got him on that one. Oh, just
and she tapped out. Did she tap out? Yes. No.
No, you see, I like to do my makeup more like
yeah, she tapped out. Shit.
Oh, man.
Yep. Yep, she tapped out.
Tomorrow's evident who the fucking winner is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shotzi take that belt tomorrow.
Honestly. I want to see fucking Baszler take that belt from Ronda.
That would be a good match between them two. No lie. Jay been mad for the past 6 months.
Jay been mad for the past 6 months.
You know what they could bring back for Ronda versus Shayna?
What's
the
that?
The Lion's Den match that Owen Hart and Ken Shamrock did at SummerSlam 98.
Jesus.
That'd be dope.
That'd be hella dope. That would be hella dope, yo. Man, well, here's the deal. We've had fun. We've talked. But we still got shit we got to do tonight. I got to get the car together. I got to get other stuff together. Y'all, it has been a... If this is a way we go on a Survivor Series, this has been extremely effing fun. This is my proudest card. I ain't gonna lie. I didn't just put this card together. This card changed and changed and changed and changed. And fucking changed again. But finally, when I figured out what we were going to do, it came together. I am so fucking happy that all you guys can appreciate the card. I am so fucking happy that you guys are going to have an amazing time tomorrow. I'm excited for the FWC. I'm excited for this pay-per-view. I can't wait to get the picks. So with that being said, I'm about to go. Do y'all got more shit?
Card, dude. I really
do y'all got shit y'all got to say? Because I got business to do.
Hey, right. You know, the only thing I want to say to my opponents tomorrow
yes,
is,
ma'am.
Fellas, y'all worried about each other. Y'all keep saying, oh, you know, Saint this, mata. Y'all keep overlooking me. But that's fine with me because when I walk out the champ, I know who to blame for why I wound up the winner and you two did not.
Hmm.
And Remykins, good luck. You're going to need it.
Oh, no shit. Really? Hell yeah. Good stuff.
All right. So look. Whenever it comes to my match and the whole motherfucking card in general, cool. My match, blah, blah, blah. Of course, I'm obviously going to say, just like Haas is going to say, he's going to walk out champ. I'm going to say, well, I'm going to walk out successfully defended. At the end of the day, dude, as dope as our match is, I'm looking forward to the rest of how this motherfucking card turns out, to be honest with you.
Hell yeah, me too. As I write down the names as we're getting together now. Yeah, I'm really excited to see how it turns out. It's going to be extremely interesting.
My three competitors, though, but at the end of the day, we finna see how the numbers fall, and that's all we can do.
and y'all got Bob to pick from. Good. I'm glad I don't pick anymore. I'd be in so much stress.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Yeah, dog. I'm glad I ain't got to pick
no to more. The show, but this Saturday, World Tag Team Champion. Oh, that must be Joe.
That must be Joe.
I can fucking hear the Darth Vader noises now while I read.
Oh my God, Hoss, you're oh Jesus Christ.
Killing me. Oh, this shit been kicked in. I gotta go. Hoss, final words, bro, because I can't. You know, I'm just looking forward to tomorrow. You know, I hopefully will walk out the champion. If not, you know, best of luck to Ace. And as long as I kick Remy's ass, that's all that matters.
Oh, I do got one more thing to say. Look,
oh, shit.
The fucking season's over at Universe Mania, whatever. Bruh, DeWan, I need you and the BOD to sit down and do me a favor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the fact that I can be a solo champion, but I can't hold the tag title as well.
We working on it, goddammit.
Alright.
We gonna work on it.
Alright.
We working on it.
Then that's working all I got it. To say. I'm out this
week. We working on it. Alright. Man, thank you fuckers for joining us. Please watch the replay. Hardcore Hoss, thank you for joining us tonight. Let's talk. Thank our sponsors. One more time. Run that one more time. We want to thank our sponsors one more time. Make sure I can read this. Royal Mills Transportation, known for all your great Greater Kansas City transportation needs. Rathbun Engraving, make sure you get your Russell Tall podcast mug. They're just $20. And whiskey goes good in them. Noble Men's Barber Lounge, KCMO. King K Arcade, located at Oak Park Mall. Interstate 70 Sports Media, that's also I-70, 70 Sports, 70 Sports Media. Little Popeye's Design, Russell Talk Tumblr. And the Wrestle Talk podcast, they can be heard every single Tuesday at 7 p.m. Central. Make sure you go check out the replay. Gilbert was off the chain. Thank you, guys. We love you guys. It's been an amazing season. Thank you for joining us. Make sure you tune in to FWWC Survivor Series tomorrow. I'm getting the card together. I'm about to post it. You guys have a kick-ass night. CEO, out.